Unemployment was a serious problem in Michigan's Upper Peninsula long before it became a national concern, and it's why many of the young people from the area choose to enlist in the National Guard, which offers $20,000 when they sign and assistance with college tuition. Of course, there's also the possibility that they could be sent into combat. When Heather Courtney heard about Michigan's National Guard program, she was intrigued enough to visit a training session, and it was there that she found the subjects for her latest film, young men who'd been friends from childhood. They had recently joined and were training to go to war in Afghanistan together. The New York Times Review calls Where Soldiers Come From, her film chronicling the 4 years she spent with these friends and their families, a quietly devastating documentary. It opens today at the Village East Cinema at 12th Street and 2nd Avenue and brings to our show Heather Courtney and two of the soldiers, Cole Smith and Matt Bodie Bodwine. Welcome.
Thank you.
Heather, didn't you grow up in the Upper Peninsula?
Yes, I grew up in the town right next to the town where Cole and Bodie and the other guys in the film grew up. And actually, that was my main motivation when I first started the film, was I wanted to do a film about rural America. So I went back to my hometown to focus on that. And that's and when I was there is when I heard about the National Guard unit there.
Now, there's a lot of rural areas in Michigan. How different is the Upper Peninsula from the rest of the state? Is there an upstate, downstate sensibility?
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
And yeah, the Upper Peninsula is completely different from the Lower Peninsula.
But the whole state has been hit by high unemployment. So, but there was no car industry in the Upper Peninsula before that all changed.
Yeah, it's different in the Upper Peninsula. It's because it's a very isolated and rural area. There's not that much. There's a tourism industry, somewhat a service industry in tourism, and there's a few universities, but there's not much up there.
Cole and Bodie, how did you feel about having a documentary made about you and your friends?
It was, at first we didn't think it was going to be as big as it's getting. It's different when she's around and she has a camera around you all the time. But you get used to it after a while. I mean, she was filming us for so long that you got used to it.
She became the fly on the wall.
Yeah, you know, and then she got real close with all of us. We all consider her like an auntie now because she's just been with us for so long, you know.
Why had you decided to join the National Guard? Why not one of the other branches of the military?
I had thought about joining the regular army, but I already had Dominic and a couple other of my friends had joined the National Guard. And with the signing bonus and the school benefits and stuff, I didn't really have much else going on, so I figured why not.
What were you doing?
I was going to school, and I had dropped out, so then I decided.
But what did you think you were getting into when you joined? Did you think that you pretty much were going to be pretty safe and stay stateside?
No,
we all pretty much knew. I mean, at the time, we were already at war for 6-7 years, so we kind of knew. We were probably, we signed
either
up for
Iraq or Afghanistan.
Yeah, I mean, we signed up for 6 years. The odds of us going within that time period were obviously very good. So we kind of knew going in. We just, you don't know for sure. It's just something in the back of your head.
How many of your friends ended up enlisting with you?
Well, there was
10 or 12.
Yeah.
I mean, what percentage do you think of the kids who graduated from high school with you also enlisted in one or another branch of the military?
There's quite a lot of us, actually. Yeah. I mean, not everyone joined the National Guard, but like you said, the other branches. I know a few guys that joined the Navy or the regular Army.
Marines.
Yeah, there's a couple of
And what, the Marines, what would the alternatives have been if they decided not to go?
Go to, for a lot of us, our parents, they don't have the money to, help us go to school, so they would have had to rack up crazy amount of loans to be able to go and get an education. And, up in the UP, it's hard to get a really good job and make a good living without some sort of degree. So
most people just leave.
Yeah.
If they can.
If you can, that's probably the best option.
Well, how soon into all of this did you know that you were going to be training for IED missions? That has to be one of the most dangerous things you can do.
Our unit, at first, when we first joined, it was more of like a, I can't really think of the word.
Construction.
Construction engineering type thing instead of like route clearance. But after I was in for maybe 2 years when it changed over completely, and then we were a combat unit, so I figured we were getting deployed shortly thereafter, and then we did, and then we started doing the route clearance training and stuff. So
yeah, a lot of National Guard units are sent to do route clearance, actually, which is basically clearing the bomb or clearing the roads of bombs so that other units don't get blown up.
You might think that being in the National Guard would be less dangerous, but in some, because you're not in real combat, but this sounds pretty dangerous. Now, how quickly did the news spread that you were making a documentary about Cole, Bodie, and Dominic?
Well, I started to film their monthly trainings pretty soon after I started filming them. I filmed them in their normal lives, just as normal 19-year-olds, and that was a big focus for the first year and a half I was filming, because as a National Guardsman, you're not active duty soldier. You're still a normal kid, really. But I would film their monthly trainings, and so the news, you know, the people in the unit started to hear about it, and they got used to me being there, I guess.
But you had no idea where this thing was going to go.
No.
You could have had a rather boring film.
Well, as I said, my main motivation was I really wanted to do, like, a coming-of-age story in a small town, and that's how it started for me. And we really didn't know they were going to be deployed until about a year or more into filming, so.
Well, how did your parents respond when you told them that you were training to go to Afghanistan to clear IEDs?
My dad understood, because he was in the Navy for 7 years, so he understood that there was a possibility. My mom and sister weren't very happy with me for joining, but
no. For me, my brother AJ did 2 tours in Iraq, and he did route clearance, his second one, so he kind of let me know what I was going to see. For my dad, like, he went through it before with my brother, so he really just worried about me and just told me to keep my head down, you know. So.
good advice, I guess. There's a scene where you're all in a big gym being given a slideshow with facts about Afghan culture, and the soldier leading the lecture can't recall who the president of Afghanistan is. What kind of – was that kind of stuff important to you before you went to Afghanistan? Do you think it would have been helpful to know something about the culture of the country you're being sent to?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it was a lot of our training, a lot of the guys just kind of got, you know, thrown into it. You know, like for a lot of our training, like when we left, they were deployed soldiers who went to Iraq. And Iraq and Afghanistan are apples and oranges, are completely two different situations. So these guys were training, they were trainers, but they were used to training soldiers to go to Iraq instead of Afghanistan. And then all of a sudden they kind of got thrown into trying to teach us, and they didn't have anything, they had no idea really about Afghanistan. So
Heather, were you doing this mostly as a one-person thing? I mean, you were your own crew?
Yeah, for the most part, I was alone. In Afghanistan, I was always a one-person crew, and every once in a while, I was filming a big event, I would have another crew person with me, and a colleague of mine, Justin Hennard, helped me shoot the 16mm segment. There's some scenes with 16mm film, some more visual scenes, and so every once in a while, but for the most part, yeah, I was a one-person band.
And when did you realize that you were going to have to follow them to Afghanistan?
Yeah, about a year to year and a half into filming is when we found out they were going to be deployed, and you know, and then, of course, I had to apply for all the necessary permissions to be able to embed with their unit. So,
and was the military cooperative? Because
yeah.
you actually followed them on missions.
Right, yeah. No, they would. They let me go out on almost every mission that I was there for, unless there was some kind of dignitary that, and there wasn't room for me on the trucks. But, yeah, they let me go out on the missions with them. And for
You're
the most
on the IED search?
Yes,
trucks.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
wow. Mm-hmm. Well, I know I shouldn't ask this question, but were you scared most of the time?
After a while, you get pretty used to it. I mean, I'm
because you
lie,
joke around a lot.
Absolutely, yeah. And I mean, before the deployment, I was nervous. I mean, you never know what's going to happen. But once we were there, it was kind of like just doing a job.
Yeah. Well, how well were you trained to search for IEDs?
We were trained really good. We got plenty of training in the 2 years before we went, and then once we got there, the unit we were replacing actually gave us a really good little two-week training session on the local area and stuff. So.
Yeah, the biggest help is the unit that you're replacing, because they know exactly what's going on in the area at the time, and they will show you the best ways to go about things. You know, all the training that you get, it all depends where you go in Afghanistan, because they're different. It's very vast, different areas. There could be valleys, mountains, deserts. So the training is different. So what really helped me was the unit that we replaced. They were from Kentucky, and they were very, very good boys. They taught us, you know, they set us up for...
Your friend Dominic says it's just too complicated, best to just follow orders, try to get out alive. I suspect you all felt that way. But Bodhi, in the film, you expressed severe frustration with the situation in Afghanistan. What bothered you most about your job as a soldier there?
At the time I made the comments, I wasn't allowed to go out on mission anymore because at the time I got blown up too many times and I had too many concussions, so I wasn't able to go out. And I was just very frustrated because I didn't want the guys that I'm with, my brothers, to go out without me.
Did you miss the adrenaline rush?
I ain't gonna lie, it's addicting. Once you experience something like that, it's a feeling that can't be replicated very easily. At first I enjoy. It was kind of like, this is crazy. But after a while, after getting blown up so many times, it gets pretty old.
Concussions we see with athletes can be rather dangerous.
Yeah. See, the difference between an athletic concussion.
It's called
concussion,
the TBI.
TBI is traumatic brain injury. You can get that with a sports one too, but with an explosion, the shockwave goes through your entire body, and when you get a sports concussion, it's a hit straight to the head. So it can really mess up. When you get it blown up, it can mess up a lot of things in your body because the shockwave hits everything.
And they're not quite sure. The symptoms are kind of unclear at the moment because it's a fairly new thing for the VA. But
it's different than PTSD.
Yes.
Yeah, it can have similar symptoms, not lack of sleep, not being able to sleep, irritability, anger, stuff like that.
And Cole, you also had TBI. Was it possible to get through this?
No, actually. I never actually got blown up. I was in the rear, and Bodhi and the guys in the front did such a good job. I never got blown up. So.
But you're all in these big, bulky trucks.
Yes.
They're not like other kinds of trucks? They're really heavily armored?
They're definitely heavily armored, and they got the V-shaped hull to deflect the blast away from the vehicle, but...
Yeah, it's a lot different than in the beginning years of the Iraq War, where they only had Humvees, so if they would get hit by an IED, it would, often kill the person. And now with these big trucks, it protects them from being killed, but then they get these concussions and repeated concussions over and over, which lead to the traumatic brain injury.
And how has that affected your return home?
It affects a lot of things. It's something that I have to deal with daily. You have your ups and down days, but like I tell a lot of people, I rely on a lot of our buddies. If it wasn't for them, then I would have a really hard time.
Were you able to use your tuition money?
Oh yeah, I'm able to go to school and stuff. But it's difficult. You have, like I said, sometimes you have your ups and down days. Sometimes you feel better than others.
And Coley, have you gone to school?
I've taken a couple different turns at school. I've only completed one semester, and I'm looking to go back this winter.
No. Are you still in the Upper Peninsula?
Yep. Still trying to get into Northern Michigan University up there.
And what would you hope to be able to do? Are you going to go back in the military?
No, I don't think so. My plan is to get a degree in business management and see where that takes me. But.
And what about your friend Dominic?
He's in art school right now, which is one of the reasons he was not going to be able to come today, is because he is in the middle of taking our classes right now, but he will be here for the Q&A tonight.
You're going to do a Q&A after the 7:50 showing?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Tonight, tomorrow, and Sunday night.
And you must be very pleased by the wonderful review you've gotten today's time. But the film is, it's quite intense. In some ways, it's like the real Hurt Locker.
Yes.
Have you seen Hurt Locker?
Yeah.
Did you think it was...
Hollywood.
Yeah, it was Hollywood. No. That guy would.
I thought it was pretty realistic.
That guy would have got kicked out of the military and sent home.
Yeah, in a heartbeat.
The first time he tried to stunt like that.
They're good at showing some things, but it's very Hollywood, which is understandable. They got to make it exciting, I guess.
Yeah.
Thank you both so much, all three of you, Matt Bodhi Bodwine, Cole Smith, And filmmaker Heather Courtney, the film Where Soldiers Come From opens today at the Village East Cinema, 12th Street and 2nd Avenue, and there's a Q&A after the 7:50 screening. It's been a real pleasure.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.